Allow me, please, to share with you my two favorite scripture passages about Mary. One of them is from the wedding feast of Cana, where St. John tells us the mother of Jesus was there. And the other is from this morning's gospel, where Mary proclaims to the angel Gabriel, "Let it be done to me as you say."
Sorry, I'm having trouble with connection.
The mother of Jesus was there. Mary was always there. The shepherds, the kings, came to see Jesus, but Mary was there. King Herod was searching for Jesus, but Mary was there. Anna and Simeon wanted to hold Jesus, but Mary was there. Mary was always there. And Mary is always there for us also. Mary was at Bethlehem and Bethany. She was at Cana and Calvary. Mary is with us during our Bethlehems and Canaans, moments of intense joy. And Mary is with us during our Bethanies and Calvaries, moments of intense pain. Mary is always with us. Just as Mary was with Jesus throughout his life, she was also with him at the hour of his death. When you picture our Blessed Mother, if you can picture her as always being with you, just as she was with Jesus from the beginning to the end, so too, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary proclaimed, "Let it be done to me as you say." How do you picture Mary? What does Mary look like to you? Whenever I picture Mary, I see her as serene, peaceful. Through all the ups and downs of her life, she remained serene, peaceful. Well, I want to be serene, peaceful through all the ups and downs of my life. What was Mary's secret? How did she remain serene, peaceful at all times? seems to me Mary was serene and peaceful at all times, because from the very beginning to the very end, she told God, "Let it be done to me as you say." She always said yes to God. She always trusted God. Dear Mary, please grant each of us that great grace, that at all times in our life, we can tell God, "Let it be done to me as you